Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan. Nice to see you.
It is great to see you. And on this fine Monday morning of September, we have a rosé to review and a Vouvray. It's the last rosé of summer, as they say.
You had to do it,
didn't
you?
I did. So let's start with that. It is called Protea, which is the national flower of South Africa. And according to the bottle, it is cherished for its beauty and diversity, as are we.
Of course.
And this has a fascinating cépage of 63% Mourvèdre, 20% Shiraz, 16% Sansot, and 1% Grenache.
There was Grenache in there.
It's that 1% Grenache that really does it. But I will say, it's in a beautiful bottle. Everything about the bottle is made of recycled material, so hats off to you, Protea. And also, pale in color, that eye of the partridge. For me, dry, clean, just enough fruit, quaffable. It's a good wine bar wine, short finish, and rather delightful, about $15 a bottle.
What really struck me about this wine was the acidity to it. I felt like if I closed my eyes, I would think I was drinking white wine instead of a rosé. And I mean, that is a kind of a weird experiment. Close your eyes when drinking red or white. Sometimes you can fool yourself. But this one particular had a lot of acidity for a rosé. I wish it had a little more fruit, but I still found it refreshing.
This wine isn't trying to do anything more than it's capable of doing and doesn't, and I have to say, I was pretty happy with it. The Vouvray that we're talking about, first off, it's a 2015 vintage. It is a dry Vouvray, which is interesting because Vouvrays can be sweet, but they can be anything. They're made of Chenin Blanc. They can be sparkling. They can be dessert wines. They can be dry as bones. And this one, I thought, was actually quite dry. I liked the body of this wine. I thought it had pretty good quality. This basically was to my taste. This is a Vouvray from the Maison d'Aragon. And what's most interesting is on the bottle it says dry on it. So just in case you were thinking it might be sweet. How did it go for you?
I really liked the nose of this wine. It has that sort of sponge sugar lacy quality that I associate with Chenin Blanc, a little bit of white flowers, a real sort of sweet freshness. That sweetness does not translate to the palate. I got some pear fruit on there, but overall, I would have liked this wine also to be a little bit richer and fuller. I do take your point about Vouvray. I mean, it's one of the rare varietals that really shows itself beautifully across a spectrum of styles. I feel like there's not a lot of talk about Chenin Blanc these days, that Vouvray is maybe a little old-fashioned or people don't approach it in the way they might, but it's really worth seeking out. It can just be a lovely wine, especially as an aperitif.
Mm-hmm. My sense is that you thought this was a little one-dimensional, but sometimes it's the one dimension I like, so it worked out good for me.
I like the fifth dimension.
There you go. Maison d'Aragon Vouvray and the Protea Dry Rosé from South Africa. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.